Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.
Hello and good morning, listeners. You're listening to News on the Go, your daily podcast of world news. And this is your host, Ashwin. On the 15th of August, happy Independence Day to the rest of the country. Pakistan envoy urges India to work together on this day. Dalai Lama says that India and China cannot defeat each other in war and should peace out. China cuts off North Korean imports. Fiat rejects an acquisition bid from Chinese automaker, and Andy Rubin's startup is valued at $1 billion without even selling one phone. First piece on the news is Pakistan envoy says that we should work together for regional peace. As Pakistan celebrated 70 years of independence on Monday, the country's current High Commissioner Syed Haider Shah urged India to work together with a team for a peaceful region. The way Pakistan is celebrating its independence, we also congratulate the people of India for the independence of their country, and we hope there will be peace in this region, Shah added. It's been 70 years since India and Pakistan have been at war. We really don't know when that's going to change, but we can hope, because hope is all there is that we can all hold on to. India and China cannot defeat each other in war, says Dalai Lama. Tibetan spiritual leader Dalai Lama has said that India and China cannot defeat each other in war, as both have powerful militaries. He suggested India should use its Buddhist heritage and tourism as a way of bringing the two nations closer. The spiritual leader's statement comes amid growing tensions between India and China. There's a border row at the Doklam region, and there's just been so much that's been happening. We feel like it's been a while since India and China have been having that standoff, and soon enough we should have clarity on how this issue is going to pan out. Next piece on the news is China is cutting off North Korean imports. Finally responding to the US pressure, Beijing will implement a ban on several key North Korean products, including coal, iron ore, and seafood, as it complies with UN sanctions announced earlier this month. Fiat rejects an acquisition bid from a Chinese automaker. Guangzhou Automobile Group reportedly made the approach to buy Fiat, which sent Fiat shares up by nearly 9%, but Fiat rejected this bid. Analysts believe that the third largest US automaker will cave to a bid soon, though a Chinese takeover may not be possible. Might not play out very well with the Trump administration, that's the guess. Last piece on the news is Andy Rubin's startup is valued at $1 billion without selling phones. Android founder Andy Rubin's sent shares over $1 billion on Saturday, even before shipping a single phone. The valuation follows Foxconn's FIH Mobile filing for $3 million investment in Essential for around 0.25% stake. So yes, there's been an investment, after which the company was informally valued. And it turns out it's more than $1 billion. Essential phone, which is priced at ₹44,800 INR, will be powered by Qualcomm processor with 4GB RAM. It's going to be out soon, later in the year, giving a beat to the iPhone and the higher versions of Android. With that piece of news, I'm leaving you with Jai Ho, because it's Independence Day. You guys have a great day off at home and celebrate the Independence Day with whatever you like. I'm going to get biryani and really relax through the rest of the day. Also, I'm coming out with a cool video. I'm putting it up there. I'm hoping to have like a News on the Go video that is speaking about what this podcast is about, right? A little bit of branding, a little bit of fun, So yes, wait for that. And yes, 15th of August. You guys have a great day. I will see you tomorrow at the same time.
Business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, PayLater, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.